a big-budget action film with top stars, a creepy horror film, and a British crime caper, all open at the local Cineplex this weekend. For what the nation's critics think of these new releases, here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
Guy Ritchie, the writer-director of Snatch and Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels, returns to his cinematic gangster roots with the crime comedy Rockin' Rolla. Gerard Butler and Tom Wilkinson head the cast of thugs, rock stars, drug dealers, and Russian mobsters who are all trying to make a killing in the London real estate market.
Let me tell you how this works. You're going in the drink, and I'm going to have a cup of tea. Beneath your feet is the famous River Thames. I just hope for your sakes you can hold your breath for as long as it takes my kettle to boil. After that, I'm going to ask you a question, just one question. You're going to give me a name, and if it's the right name, I'm going to send you home warm and dry in a fresh set of clothes. If it's the wrong name, you'll be fed to the crayfish.
Overall, the critics enjoyed Rockin' Rolla. Variety grins, cleverly constructed and darkly hilarious. USA Today calls it well-acted, amusing, and twisted, but the New York Daily News yawns convoluted and half-hearted. Ridley Scott, who has directed everything from Alien to Thelma and Louise to American Gangster, now jumps into the political thriller arena with Body of Lies. Leonardo DiCaprio plays a top CIA agent in the Middle East who isn't sure if he can trust his co-worker, played by Russell Crowe.
Listen, Ed, we're going north now, do you hear me? We're going north to the Balad safe house.
No, 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 buddy, no, you're not. You're blown. It's chatter.
Well, if I'm blown, Ed, that means you should have sent a team there the minute Nizar got shot, but you didn't send a team, did you? Did you?
Body of Lies is getting strong reviews, purely entertaining and the sharpest of all the post-9/11 thrillers, shouts the Village Voice. The New Yorker finds it smart and tightly drawn, and the Washington Post adds a nifty thriller. Next up in wide release is the horror film Quarantine. A TV reporter and her cameraman follow a routine 911 call to an apartment building and find themselves quarantined after police discover some of the residents are infected with a strange, terrifying virus.
We're standing outside an elderly woman's apartment. Neighbors heard screams and called 911. The fire department's about to begin the rescue process. Police say that she lives alone. She's not very social.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Everything's gonna be fine.
Ma'am. Hello, ma'am.
What's wrong with her?
Kinda sounds like the Blair Witch Project, only set in rent-controlled apartments. Unfortunately, the film itself must be in quarantine because the studio did not screen it in advance for the critics, usually a sign the studio fears negative reviews. Yet the horror genre normally doesn't depend on reviews for business, just a good strong ad campaign and a scary trailer. Oddly, Quarantine is a remake of a successful Spanish horror flick which came out in 2007. Yes, the American remake is already in the theaters less than a year later. In fact, I have to go now and negotiate the remake of Summary Judgment the movie, which has not yet been written or sold, but we hear Clooney's people are very excited.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a mover and shaker living in Los Angeles.